Good morning, everyone. This is Will Couts, and I want to thank Eric for inviting me to lead the call. Our daily 15-minute motivational call's purpose is to put you in the best mindset to have an outstanding day. It's said that it's better than a cup of coffee. And I think it's better because coffee dissipates, and you can absorb this and retain it forever. This morning's topic, understanding the driver's social style. Now, first, there's four reasons why social styles are so important. The first, because there are only four. The second, because only one of them is your primary social style. The third, because 75% or three out of four social styles do not understand you. The fourth, because a leader takes responsibility for understanding them, the other three social styles. You know, and as you start to understand the driver's social style, this is what I want you to remember. If you can earn the trust and rapport of a customer with a driver's social style, you're going to kill it. Because that customer, a driver's social style, they're not just going to give you referrals. They're going to tell their friends that they need to do business with you. They're going to walk them up to you at a networking meeting, and they're going to personally introduce them, and they're going to, you know, if Dan the driver says or walks up, James is his friend, he's going to tell James, hey, you need to do business with this person. You're going to get a loyal referring customer because drivers scrutinize. Now, and I share that because you might have to work a little harder to earn a driver's business, you know, especially if you're one of the other relationship-oriented social styles, like an amiable or expressive, because drivers, they don't really relate to relationship. That's where you can also kind of identify them as a driver. So Robert Kiyosaki, I like his quote, this quote, it's, "We go to school to learn to work hard for money. I write books and create products that teach people how to have money work hard for them so they can enjoy the luxuries of this great world we live in." Now, understanding the driver's social style is like having money work hard for you. One of the luxuries in life is understanding people so well we can know and appreciate them unconditionally. Then we have friends everywhere we go. And the last part of my quote there, "then we have friends everywhere we go," is an off-key note for the driver's social style. And here's why. Remember the social style quadrant that I've talked about a couple of times, that round clock, you know, 10 o'clock. At 10 o'clock is the analytical, represented by the giraffe. At 2 o'clock is the driver, represented by the lion. At 4 o'clock, the expressive, represented by the monkey. At 8 o'clock is the amiable, represented by the turtle. Now, in the 2 o'clock quadrant is a task-oriented teller, and that's the driver. Their biggest weakness is looking at the other social styles as weak. You know, they look at the amiable, timid, expressive, unreliable, analytical, indecisive. Like, can you just make a decision? I mean, it's just pick the chicken or the beef. You know, let's, come on, we want to eat. Make a decision. You know, drivers naturally take charge even if they don't know the project. Like, they don't even have to know what they're doing. they'll take charge because they know how to identify what needs to happen. I mean, they can laser focus into, okay, we need to get this group moving forward. We need to go here. We need to do that. They can laser in on what needs to be accomplished, that task, and they'll just start delegating. And in the sales process, who is in charge? You know, who's in charge in the sales process? Is it the customer or the salesperson? Well, it better be the salesperson, and here's why. Here's why it doesn't work when the customer's in charge. You see, well, I'm just going to tell you a story of how I lost a laydown sale because I wasn't in charge. I wasn't paying attention. Now, I pick up the phone one day, and I'm making some prospecting calls, and I find somebody who's interested in the service that I'm selling. And at the time, I was selling long-distance services, brokering them. So I call in and I ask, you know, who handles the person that, or who's the person in your company that handles your telecom services? And I get referred to, you know, Bob. I don't remember his name, but I'm talking to Betty, and she refers me to Bob. And Bob, or I talk to Betty and set an appointment, and I go in and I meet with her, and I get all the information, and I go through my presentation, and she's interested. She gives me a copy of the phone bills, and so I go back, and I work the numbers, and I find out I'm going to save these guys a lot of money. So I call Betty back, and I say, hey, Betty, I'm going to save you guys a lot of money. And she said, okay, great, send over the quote. And I said, no, I'd rather not. I'd rather get Bob involved because he's part of the decision-making process, as you said the first time that we met. Can I set a time with both you and Bob? And she says, okay, hold on. And she goes and talks to Bob. She comes back. She's got a time for me. So we set an appointment, and I show up. Now, I was kind of new in the industry when this happened. So my sales manager comes with me. So me and my sales manager are sitting in two chairs, you know, one each, in front of the owner's desk. And so we're sitting there talking to Bob and, you know, kind of trying to build some trust and rapport and stuff, but I wasn't really reading the social style very well. And, you know, it was kind of, actually, I don't even think I knew about it at that point, but I'm talking to him and I'm trying to go over the proposal, and Bob does something really weird for me at this point in my sales career. He says, well, you know, I kind of understand this. Isn't there anything you want me to sign? Now, did you guys hear that? Because I didn't hear that when he said it. It went right over my head because my response was, no, don't you need me to explain this first? And I proceeded to explain the proposal and talk myself out of a laydown sale. I could have just walked in, whipped out the order form, and said, sign right here, you're going to save $400 a month. And he would have signed it because, see, he was a driver. He trusted Betty, his assistant, his office manager, to do the legwork and the due diligence. And then when I showed up, he was ready to go. He just needed to meet me. You know, and the irony of the story is my sales manager was there. And I never could figure that out later when I realized I lost the sale and why I lost the sale. He didn't step up to the plate and just close it. But c'est la vie, live and learn, right? So when you're sitting in front of a customer, you not only want to recognize the buying signs, but you want to recognize the buying signs for the social style. Because a driver's going to tell you, I'm not interested in the details, without using those words. They're not going to say, I've already read this, I don't want to read this again, you don't have to explain it, I understand it. They're just going to say, well, yeah, okay, I can see what I'm going to say. Isn't there something you want me to sign? And they're just going to go right to the bottom line. Well, when we're getting along with people, and it's easy to assume that we understand each other. You know, I'm sitting there, I've talked to Betty, we've gotten along, we had a good first appointment, and I'm thinking that that's what's going to happen in this appointment. You know, it's when circumstances mess with the lines of communication that conflict arises, right? Well, it's easy to think that. But what circumstances actually identify that the lines of communication aren't as connected as we think. You know, and here's what I mean. When do you really learn about yourself? When life is good, or when you're faced with challenges that feel overwhelming, or when you make a really stupid mistake like losing a laydown sale. you know, the driver the driver's social style being, let's go back to the clock. At high noon is a task, and at 6 o'clock is relationship. And then at 3 o'clock is the teller identification. So the driver is going to tell you to do something, and they're not really going to worry about how it makes you feel. But here's where they get misunderstood. A driver cares about people, but the way they care about people feels abrasive, seriously abrasive to the amiable. Because remember, the amiable is at 8 o'clock, the driver's at 2 o'clock, so those two social styles are completely opposite. And so a driver is going to come off to an amiable like a jerk. A driver is going to come off to an expressive, the 4 o'clock social style, like somebody who just needs to relax. They need to go have some fun. And a driver to an analytical, the 10 o'clock social style, the driver is going to come off like, man, this guy doesn't take the time to understand anything. He just goes. But it's just the opposite, because drivers listen, laser focus, listen, and they've heard the analytical speak before, so they know I can trust that statement. I've already got that down. Check that off. Okay, we got a good direction there. You know, they're just really laser focused, and because of that, they're abrasive to the other social styles. But here's some strategies. If you feel like you're coming up against a driver, you know, the key is drivers don't like to feel like they've lost control of a situation. You know, they like to have some personal choices. So if you feel like you're coming up against a driver, ask them questions that are multiple choice answers. You'll win them over. So if it's a customer, you know, and let's say I was going through the proposal and the customer was coming along with me. Let's say he didn't have a chance to review the proposal beforehand. And I'm saying, I would go through part of it and I'd say, okay, Bob, you know, do you like this part or this part? Which appeals to you more? That's a driver in control. Giving control to the driver, even though I'm in control because I'm asking the questions. Then, you know, don't try to compete with a driver. You know, a driver's going to match forces. So if you come on strong, they're going to come on strong because they're very competitive. Competition's their specialty. You know, so don't argue or debate them, you know, because they have a quick, sharp tongue, and frankly, they can verbally cut people to pieces in a hurry, you know. But don't back down, okay? So if you're the amiable, you know, if you come up against a driver, don't withdraw, don't retract into your shell. Just stand your ground. They're going to respect you, and that's why earlier I said that when you earn a driver's trust and rapport, they're not just going to refer to you. They're going to tell people to do business with you because they're proud of the fact that they already vetted you. They've already determined that you're someone reliable and good to work with. So keep that in mind. So to have an outstanding day, remember that you're only one of four social styles, and you have greatness inside of you. So does everybody else. We just need to get on the same plane when we're communicating. And sometimes getting on the same plane when we're communicating means that we have to leave our comfort zone language, whatever social style we are, and we have to step out on the limb and go out there with the person that we're communicating with and learn how to communicate with them. So with the driver, the way you learn how to communicate or communicate effectively with a driver is stand your ground, don't argue, give them options for answers so they can feel in control, and then you'll win them over. And if you win them over, just remember, lots of really good referrals. So with that, I hope you have a fantastic day, and do remember, you have greatness inside of you.